Father, we thank you, we bless you, we honor you, we give you all the glory, all the power, all the adoration for this opportunity that you have given unto us to gather into your presence once more again. And Lord, this evening we lay our burdens before you, we lay our shortcomings before you, we lay our unrighteousness before you, Jehovah God. We repent of anything, O God, that may deny us access to enter into your presence, as we lay everything at the feet of the cross, and we take upon your righteousness in the mighty name of Jesus. We plead the blood of Jesus upon the altar, upon the instrument of worship, upon the air, upon your children. We sprinkle the blood of Jesus to give us access of fellowship in the mighty name of Jesus. As we submit to the will of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and Lord, we cry unto you this evening that you are our Father who art in heaven. Allow it be thy name, thy King. Kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. That Lord, give us this day our daily bread, forgive us of our trespasses, even as we forgive those who trespass against us, O Lord. Lead us not into temptations, but deliver us from all evil. For thine is thy kingdom and thy glory. We appreciate you, O our Father. We give you all the glory for this opportunity that you have given unto us as the family of restoration of the tent of David, to humble ourselves before your mighty hand. We give you thanksgiving. We thank you for the gift of salvation. We thank you for your blood that you shed for us. We thank you for the doors that you have opened. We thank you for the shelter that you have given unto us. We thank you for provision. We thank you for everything that you are doing and continue to do in our life. We thank you for safety. We thank you for keeping us, almighty God. We don't take anything for granted, O Jehovah, and we lift you, O God. We lift up your mighty name. We glorify you for who you are. We praise you. We worship you. We bless your name. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Just worship him, praise him, adore him, bless him with the fruits of your lips. Hallelujah. Open your mouth and worship him. Bless him this evening. Adore him. Glorify him. Tell him how good he has been to you in the name of Jesus, for giving you the opportunity to come to his house this evening. Father, we thank you. We bless you. We worship you tonight. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. We worship you, our Father, our King, our Savior, our Lord, our Deliverer, our Salvation, our Healer, our Door Opener, our Sanctifier. We give you praise, we give you honor, we give you adoration. Thank you, mighty God. Thank you for the gift of life. Thank you for our leaders. Thank you for your children in this assembly. Thank you for your children that are mentioned, some, oh God, in different countries, oh God. We live them all before you in the name of Jesus. For everyone that is connected with this ministry, we thank you, O God. We thank you for every leader. We thank you, O God, for every member of RTD Church International, and every one of your children, O God, that fellowship with this house. May you bless them, may you lift them, may you exalt them, may you open doors for them. May the sick be healed in the name of Jesus. Tonight we take authority over every powers of the enemy. We bind every strong man in the land, every strong man in the region. We bind you, every spirit of wickedness, marine spirit. We bind you, spirit of kill, spirit of discouragement. We bind you tonight, every monitoring spirit. We bind tonight in the mighty name of Jesus, as we open the heaven above us, O God, that Father, let your spirit come and move in a mighty way. Let your spirit come and heal in a mighty way. Let your spirit bring us a revelation from above. Let your anointing flow from this ground. Let your power flow from this ground, destroying every yoke of the enemy, healing the sick, opening the blind eyes, raising the dead for your glory in the mighty name of Jesus. That your name will be glorified upon this place, that your name will be glorified upon this mountain. We give you praise, we honor you, Jesus. For you, our Lord, you are our rock, you are our salvation. May glory and praise be unto your name. In Jesus' name, We pray and believe. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. When God brings a word, there's something that He wants to do. Praise the Lord. When God brings a word, there's something He wants to do. And one of the messages that was coming there, that it doesn't matter how rotten the situation is. Hallelujah. You see, there are certain situations in life where people don't see the need to invest on it. People don't see the need. Have you ever seen occasion where people don't even want to take their loved one to the hospital? They said, this one has come to the place, let's just leave this one to die. Hallelujah. There are situations where family members, they push for injection because they are tired with the long sickness of their loved one. Praise the Lord. But today, the word of God is coming out to us that it doesn't matter the situation. It doesn't matter how rotten the situation is. The Lord is here. Praise the Lord. Only if we believe in Him, only if we call upon His name. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I want us to reinforce that word from the book of John on the story of Lazarus, Jesus raising Lazarus, on the book of John chapter 11. The book of John chapter 11 verse 38. The Bible says, then Jesus, deeply moved again, came to the tomb. It was a cave and a stone lay against it. Praise the Lord. So it was a cave, just as he was singing the vision that you could walk on it, and there was stone that was laying against it. Then Jesus said, take away the stone, Martha, the sister of the dead man, said to him, Lord, by this time there will be an odor, for he has been dead 4 days. Wow. Martha said, by this time, the situation is impossible. Hallelujah. People have gave up. Hallelujah. And imagine the sister Martha and Mary. Hallelujah. They sent a message even while Lazarus was still alive. Before Lazarus was dead, they sent a message to Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And Jesus received the message on time, but didn't go. Jesus received the message on time, but he delayed intentionally. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Because there is no situation that it is too hard for God. When the disciples were asking Jesus, Jesus replied that this sickness is for the glory of the Lord, because they didn't understand it was a situation that God was going to use to glorify his name. So the Lord is never too late. Hallelujah. You might be the one lying on the sick bed. You might be the one worried. You don't know how you're going to come out of that situation. You don't know how you're going to pay your medical bills. You don't know how you're going to survive the disease that have been diagnosed. Hallelujah. You are worried and you don't know what to do. But Jesus will show up. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Jesus will show up for you tonight in the mighty name of Jesus. Wherever you are, we are going to call upon the name of Jesus today. And it doesn't matter, even if it is your child that has passed away, the power of God is able to come and raise that child out in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. If you believe, say amen. Amen. I've seen a lot of people, hallelujah, even when their loved one died, they stand there and they claim the word of God, and the dead come to life. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You see, sometimes we give up easily. Hallelujah. Because we don't stand with the word of life. There is no situation the word of God cannot change. If we profess it and believe in it, we shall see the hand of God in the mighty name of Jesus. And maybe Martha complained that by this time there will be an order. You see, there are situations in life that produces a stench. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Do you know your life can carry a stench and you don't know? Your life can carry a stench of diseases, a stench of rejection, that wherever you go, nobody like you. Nobody like you because now you used to live a certain life that doesn't glorify God. And now you have come to the knowledge of Jesus Christ. But yet people still find it hard to relate with you because they want to judge you by your stench. They want to judge you by your odor. They want to judge you by your smell. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. But the scripture reminds us, it doesn't matter how deadly the situation is, because we serve the Lord who is the resurrection and the life, and whatever has been dead, tonight it must come to life. In the mighty name of Jesus, your dead business must come to life. Your dead spiritual life must come to life. In the mighty name of Jesus, your health must come to life tonight. In the name that is above every other name, we speak it and it shall happen in Jesus' mighty name. So they took away the stone, and Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, Father, I thank you that you have heard me. I knew that you always hear me, but I say this on the account of the people standing around, that they may believe that you sent me. Can you imagine this kind of prayer? Father, I thank you because you always hear me. Glory be to God. When you are a child of God, the Father always is longing to hear you, is longing to for you to make the decision out of that situation. Instead of speaking discouragement, begin to speak life. In the mighty name of Jesus, hallelujah, begin to speak life, because your Father is ready to hear you. Your Father is ready to do exceedingly and abundantly than what you can ever imagine. In the mighty name of Jesus, all he's waiting for you to do is to ask. All he's waiting for you to do is to lift up your voice. God is ready to back you. God is ready to back you, but you must speak the word. You must speak the word to that situation. It doesn't matter what doctors have said, you can reverse what doctors have said and speak the life. It doesn't matter how economy look like. Glory be to God. You can reverse your economy. You can reverse your economic status in the mighty name of Jesus. When we speak the word, when we stand with the word of God. So Jesus began by thanksgiving, appreciation to the Lord, that Father, I thank you because you always hear me. Hallelujah, glory be to God. I knew that you always hear me, but I say this on the account of the people standing around, that they may believe that you sent me. When he had said these things, he cried out with a loud voice, Lazarus, come out. Glory be to God. He cried out with a loud voice. Aloud, you know, sometimes we have to do things from the bottom of our spirit. You have to speak to that situation from the bottom of you. You see, there is a time when we enter into a place of prayer, we enter into warrior tongues. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. The lion of the tribe of Judah has to resurrect within you. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. The power of God has to resurrect within you, and you have to speak with power. You have to speak with authority. And in this occasion, the Bible says Jesus raised and cried out with a loud voice, Lazarus, come out. Because he was speaking to the spirit man. Hallelujah. The spirit man. Hallelujah. The body of Lazarus was lying on the ground lifeless, but the spirit was alive. The body of Lazarus was lying lifeless, but the spirit of Lazarus was alive, and Jesus called upon the spirit of Lazarus to arise in the mighty name of Jesus. Do you know everything about life? There is a spirit behind it. Everything about life, there is a spirit behind it. And sometimes we have to call up that spirit that seems not to be working to begin to work. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Every situation behind life, there is a spirit behind it. Whether it is a negative situation, whether it is a positive situation, there is a spirit behind it. That's why the Bible says in the presence of God, there are seven lampstands that represent the seven spirits of God, even in the presence of God. And these seven spirits of God, each one of them, you know, manifest the graces of God, manifest the will of God, manifest the mercies of God in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. That's why we serve a multifaceted God, a multi-breasted God. We serve a God that manifests his glory in different way. We serve a God that manifests his grace in different way. That's why some may call to be apostles, some pastors, some evangelists, some teachers of the word. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Because we serve a God of multi faces. God, we serve a God that manifests himself in different way. And everything about life that needs to work, there is a spirit that is commissioned by God to make it work. Amen. Everything, even wealth is a spirit. Prosperity is a spirit. Health is a spirit. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Salvation is a spirit. Glory be to God. There is something that drives it to make it possible. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Do you know, even Jacob, there was a spirit that was an angel that was assigned by God to defend and bless Jacob. Hallelujah. And when Jacob was blessing his children, hallelujah, especially to Joseph, he prayed that the same angel that walked with him to walk also with Joseph. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So there is a spirit that God has commissioned to make things work for you. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And if that situation that seems to be dead, a time comes that you have to call it out. You have to call it out in the name of Jesus, the same way Jesus cried out and said, Lazarus, come out. Rabayatatatata zeke perito oto zavadash rika bayanta hadele manata rika baganda. There's a time that you have to call that situation out in the spirit, that passion. Call them out in the mighty name of Jesus. Call that situation out in the mighty name of Jesus. Speak life from the bottom of your spirit, and you will begin to see the manifestation of the power of God. Hallelujah. The man who had died came out, his hands and feet bound with linen stripes, and his face wrapped with a cloth. Jesus said to them, unbind him and let him go. Hallelujah. The man who was dead came out. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. I don't know what has died in your life, but I call you out. I call you out among the dead. I call you out among the sick. I call you out among those that are stagnated. I call you out among the debris of life. I call you out of the cages of darkness. I call you out from the prison walls, the prisons that have bound your legs, the prison that have bound down your face, but you can't shine. You see, when Lazarus came out of the grave, the Bible says his face was wrapped up, his hands was wrapped up, his legs was wrapped up. It means the man was in bondage. Today, in the name that is above every name, whatever dead situation that have held your destiny, but you can't come out of that situation. You have been sickling year long, year come. But today, in the name that is above every name, I call you out in the mighty name of Jesus. I call you out of that sick bed. I call you out in the name of Jesus. Receive your health now. Receive your healing now. I call you out of that deadly situation. I call you out. That wound that has been rooting in your feet, I call it out to be healed in the mighty name of Jesus. That cancer, I call it out. Rakabayata separeda. Okoboyontoni hedele benetaya. Let the life of God get out, get into your body. Let the life of Christ go through your system in the mighty name of Jesus. Let the touch of God come upon you. Let the word of God manifest his glory. Let the resurrected power of God enter your system now in the mighty name of Jesus. Let the healing hand of God enter your system now. Come out of that situation. Come out of shame. Come out of regret. Come out of depression. Come out in the name of Jesus. I rebuke that infirmity back to hell, that arrow from the pit of hell that want to drain your finances, that want to kill you before your time. It is thereby rebuked back to hell, because we serve the resurrection and the life. We serve the resurrection and the life. And today we pray in the mighty name of Jesus, every situation that have been dead, we call them to life. We call them to life. Begin to pray. Begin to pray tonight in the mighty name of Jesus. And a pain that has not been working, call it to work in the mighty name of Jesus, because there is power in the spoken word of God. There is power. There is power. There is power. There is power. No more sickling. No more your children sickling all the time. That spirit of infirmity, we break it tonight. Rakabayatata zeke pereta zibarata reba baba 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 zeparata seperido ekabayanta hadele venota ripa baba babo shanderi baba zande repete sebendela manata zepanta mana konto onto la banande ipa bahande lepetele badanda ikabanda rapanda lebanda lebende manatanda la banda la bandadaja lepatara baba babo shaya. And the pain that has been rotten, anything that has been decaying, let the word of God descend. Rapaya tatatata, reke pereta zibarantane, e parada kanagnata. I call you out of that prison. I call you out of that cage that the enemy has tied your destiny. I've tied the destiny of your city. I've tied the destiny of your children. I've tied the destiny of your calling. Today, in the name that is above every name, come out in the name of Jesus. Come out of that sick bed. Come out of that situation that want to put you down. Makoto obayata. I plead the blood. I plead the blood. Let the blood defend you. Let the blood rebuke the devourer in the mighty name of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus, let the cross rebuke darkness. Let the cross rebuke hell that have risen against you. Let the cross of Jesus rebuke every devil. Rebuke every curse. Rebuke every witchcraft. Rebuke every demon. Rebuke every marine spirit. Rebuke every dick that covenant. Let the blood, the life in the blood, but Jesus. Jesus shed on the cross. Let that blood defend you tonight. Let the sprinkling of the blood of Jesus reach unto you tonight. Let that blood descend upon you. Let that blood set you free in the mighty name of Jesus. But whatever has been dead, your spiritual life come to life now. Your prayer life come to life now. Your word life come to life now. Your fasting and prayer. Repabo shanta, ripabayante rebabosha, eparanto hoto zavaratea, ipamahanto hodo zavani, iparanta zepetelelebosha, iparanta zependeli pabababosha. Let the life of God go through your system now. Let the life of God reach unto you now. Let the touch of God reach unto you now. May Jesus manifest his glory. May Jesus visit your home tonight. May Jesus visit your house tonight. May Jesus appear. May Jesus appear in your home, in your sick bed, in the hospital. Let Jesus appear now. Let Jesus kick out every devil, kick out every sickness, kick out every pain that tied your legs, but tied your face, but tied your hands, not to prosper, because it is spoken where it is written, but whatever we lay our hands to do, it shall be prosperous, it shall multiply, it shall be fruitful. From today, your hands are blessed. The chains in your hands are broken now. The chains in your hands are broken now. Go forth and succeed. Go forth and be fruitful. Go forth and multiply in the mighty name of Jesus. From today, the veil upon your face that the enemy has been using to cover your glory, today, in the name that is above every name, the veil is lifted. The veil is lifted. The veil is lifted. The veil is lifted. The veil, the veil, the veil, the veil, the veil is lifted. The veil of the whole woman is lifted. The veil of witchcraft is lifted. The veil of shame is lifted. The veil of rejection is lifted. Today, let the anointing of God cleanse you. Let the favor of God knock at your doorpost in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, masilele masalala hosanana. Itanamo selebene matararabo silelema hosana masileba odazine manandala didede yete de mono salabana niete lele baba hosenele manatana namo salalema hosana maselelema osiete ne manantolo bosanda ikabayanta ne montolo bobo hosana mananiete lele lele opayata separi de mono tararaba iparata shapara didede. Just begin to pray in the spirit. Pray in the spirit. Pray in the spirit. There are situations that are changing. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. God is reversing those situations. God is fighting on your behalf. The doors that have been closed, God is opening them. In the mighty name of Jesus, those things that the enemy thought that he could use against you, the Lord is defending you. Ay, 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 ay. At the gates of your enemy, the Lord is defending you tonight. He's rebuking every devil. He's rebuking every human voices that have risen against your life, that have risen against your destiny. The Lord in his authority, the Lord in his power is silencing every work of the enemy in the mighty name of Jesus, and is calling you to life. He's calling you to victory in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. We give you glory. Father, we give you power. Thank you for your doing, Almighty God. Thank you because we know that, Lord, you have answered our prayer. Thank you, mighty Father, because we know we are entering into a new manifestation. In the name of Jesus, we are coming out from every dead situation. We are entering into the life of God, the life of abundance, the life of the overflow. In the mighty name of Jesus, we are entering into the life of God. We are entering into the mercies of God, into the grace of God, where everything will work for good. In the mighty name of Jesus, for all things worketh for good. Hallelujah. Even the things that the enemy thought he could use against us, the enemy thought that this problem will be our hand, but it's becoming a platform to lift us to our next level. That thing that the enemy thought he will use to bring you down, God is using it to lift you. God is using it to grace you. God is using it to empower you, to empower your faith, and give you grace to go forth and spring forth and succeed. In the mighty name of Jesus, receive help tonight from above. Receive the help of God. 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 Receive the mercies of God. Receive the favor of God. Receive the help of God. The help of God. Man might not be able to help you, but we serve a Father. We serve a King. We serve a Maker. We serve a Healer. We serve the Lord of hosts. He is the present helper in time of need. And may the Lord Almighty, the King of glory, show forth tonight in every situation that have not been working. May the Lord show forth. May the Lord show forth. May the Lord show forth. May the Lord contend with our enemies. In the mighty name of Jesus, may the Lord contend with our enemies. May the Lord contend with the enemies of our life, with the enemies of our destiny, with the enemies of our children, with the enemies of the church, with the enemies of our nation. May the Lord Almighty, the mighty one of Jacob, the mighty one of Israel, may he arise in his glory, may he arise in his power, and send forth his word, and lit a candle, and lit a candle of fire, a fire of life, a fire of preservation, a fire of favor, a fire of the goodness of God, a fire of the mercies of God, a fire of good help. In the mighty name of Jesus, that from today men will favor you. From today, the doors that have remained locked are now open. From today, the one who was called barren will bear a quiver of his of her children. From today, the one that was known to be barren will bear a quiver, will bear a quiver. Abayatatatata zekabayototo zetamano otalagada rakati atagada randa makatala opayata pakato zekapakato zekapayata rakadiata. You might be the one. Your life may be barren. Your business may be barren. You might be desiring the fruit of the womb. Today, receive the fruit of the womb. Receive the fruit of the womb. Receive. I call your womb to be open now. I call your womb. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out of that sick bed. Come out of that situation. Come out of that depression. Come out of that sickness. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Come out of that wheelchair. Begin to walk. Rapaya tataya. Rekia bayantaya. Iko bayantaya. Zeka barantoa. Abando adabande. Ye parato hukododa. Randa makadasha. Let the chain be broken. Let the burden upon your shoulder be lifted. Let the yoke be broken by the reasoning of the oil, by the reasoning of the anointing. I speak life from the crown of your head to the door of your feet. Receive help. Receive the mercies of God in the mighty name of Jesus.
That you will never be the same.
You will never be the same. May the Lord remember somebody tonight. May the Lord remember you. Hallelujah. Let today be the day of your visitation. Let today be the day of your visitation. That thing that you've been asking the Lord to intervene, let the Lord intervene. Let the Lord intervene. Let the Lord intervene. Habaya tatatata zekabayantoa zakadia tagada robayanganhungangana zegedegadua ganakalikadaganagada okabayana magadea. I rebuke that cow's ulcer. Come out of you. Ulcer, come out, come out, come out, come out. Diabetes, come out. Cancers, come out. HIV, AIDS, come out. In the name of Jesus. Rabaya kataya. Okobi ananto. Ika kanande. Shemianto otolavate. Yete biantani. Akabahatata. Rakia dagadata. Rande maganando. Upayata shegedi. Upaya da. By the power of the resurrected God, by the power of the name that is above every name, I rebuke that spirit of death that has been hovering around you. Back to hell, 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 back to hell. Receive your life, receive your freedom in the name of Jesus. Let the blind see, let the dead come to life. Rabba yatata, zekia donando, upia tabayata, agadia tatatata. May the Lord intervene and defend you. May the Lord intervene and open the doors. Let the Lord intervene and break every chains of limitations, chains of backwardness. Let tonight, let them be broken. Those chains that doesn't want you to settle, those chains that doesn't want you to be married, today, in the name that is above every name, let every chain be broken. In the name of Jesus, be loosed. The way Lazarus was loosed. The things that men have used to tie your destiny, let those chains be broken. Let those chains be broken. Those things that people have used to control you. Ayayayayayaya. Zapayata tatabaratata. Zepa mahanto odalabandia. You are covered with the blood of Jesus. You are the redeemed of the Lord. Your destiny is redeemed. Your salvation is redeemed. Your soul is redeemed. Your spirit is redeemed. Your mind is redeemed. Your health is redeemed. In the mighty name of Jesus, you are the redeemed of the Lord. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. In the mighty name of Jesus, you are the redeemed of the Lord. You are the redeemed of the Lord. Walk into the mercies of God. Walk into the help of God. Walk into the favor of God. In the mighty name of Jesus, walk into the victory that Jesus has given unto you as his child. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank you, Father, because we know it is done. In the name of Jesus, thank you, mighty God. Just begin to thank the Father for the victory that he has given you. Thank him for your healing. Thank him, Makando Robo Mosiah. We bless you. We thank you, Father. We give you all the glory for the victory that you have given unto us as individual, as restoration of the tent of David. Father, we thank you for the victories. We thank you for you have gone ahead of us. This year 2025, we thank you, mighty God, because we know that this year is the year of divine settlement. Hallelujah, glory be to God. Is the year of divine settlement, that our case has been settled in heaven. We are walking into the promised land. We are walking into our abundance in the mighty name of Jesus. We are walking into the marshes of God. We are walking into the manifestation of your word in our destiny in the mighty name of Jesus, and our life life will never be the same. Our destinies will never be the same. Our children will never be the same. Every member of our city will never be the same, because this is the year of our settlement. This is the year where we are entering into our enlightenment. We are entering into our rehoboth. We are entering into the place of rest. We shall find rest in the mighty name of Jesus. We shall find rest. Abayatataya. We shall find rest. In Chicago, we shall find rest. In America, we shall find rest. In Africa, we shall find rest. Wherever we go, by the divine word of God, by the authority of the word of God, every situation that has been dead and needs to come to life, it must come to life by the authority of the word of God. In the mighty name of Jesus, what has not been working must begin to work. This year 2025, we call every dead situation to life in the mighty name of Jesus. We call the graces of God to find expression in our life. We call the mercies of God to find expression in our life. We call the spirits of God to find expression in our life. The apostolic, the prophetic, the teaching anointing, the intercessory anointing, the gifts of discernment, the gifts of wisdom, the gifts of knowledge to find expression in our life. For we speak the word unto manifestation in the name of Jesus. For it is written, at the end of the days, the Lord shall pour his spirit unto all flesh in the mighty name of Jesus. And your sons and daughters, they shall see visions, and the young men, they shall prophesy. Mighty Father, we decree the outpour of the Holy Ghost. We decree the outpour of the Spirit of Christ, the Spirit of truth, the Spirit of glory, the Spirit of healing. Rabba Yatata, Rino to Savata, Rino to Savata, Agadaka Dagadagada, Zekia Dugnat, Agadia Daganan, Abaya Totopaya Daba, Opabaya Tapa Baba. Let life spring forth out of this altar. Let there be salvation. Let there be healing with spring. Spring out of this altar. Let there be revival. Let there be miracles. Let there be miracles. Let there be miracles. Let doors be open for God's children. Magadiatata, Rabanda Magada, Aguna Ananda, Amana Mana Mana Mana, Abba Ada Adu, Adiada Bana Adabada. Let there be help from above. Let the heavens be open above us in the name of Jesus, that they will know we serve a mighty God, that they may know we serve a powerful God, that they may know our God is mighty, our God is great, our God is gracious. In the mighty name of Jesus, manifest thy glory upon this sanctuary. Manifest thy hand, manifest thy power, manifest healing wings upon this sanctuary. Let the dead come to life. Let the blind see. Let deaf ears pop open in the name of Jesus. Oh, we worship you, Jesus. Unanasilema. Hosalali mananiela basa. Hosananie halavisie laba. Hosana manatelele basantara babosie. Itana mosolo bosidele banana mosaya. Itoso banana motara rabababa. Itesele benenene motanana mosalie. Itana mandala bazitele bedeleba. Opayatata paradiete. Yete manonto zalibini mantana. Usiete lebendela bandala bashie. Okotozana mandala bidebede. Ikabagadehe. The word of God is like an arrow. The word of God is like an arrow. When it goes forth, it goes forth to accomplish the will of God. It goes forth to open the doors. It goes forth to defeat our enemies. In the mighty name of Jesus, let the word of God go forth like an arrow tonight. Let the word of God go forth like an arrow. Pave way for you. Ayabaya tototota. Shakia kanando. Opa ata magadito. Olagada atalando. Jeata mazi. Eleko odamata. Zita manaka degada. Labadamande lekete. Kediados, Landia da Zeno Kabayata, Lebatia da. Let your future be secured in the Lord. Let your future be secured. Let your destiny be secured. Let your children be secured. Let your ministry be secured. Let your life be secured. Be hidden under the Almighty God. In the mighty name of Jesus, be hidden under the shadow of the Almighty God. May the Lord wrap his arm around you. Let the Lord wrap his arm around your destiny. Makoto Zalaba Abayata Tatatata Zeparata Zemahanto Dalavande Ito So Parada Akabayanta Hadia Donat Adamanatana Handalabadash. Ipabayanto Tazavid, Ipabaanta Dalabanat, Shegebedelekeada, Labandala Baziete, O Parada Kandaganand, E Parada Kandaganand, Jepatia Dada, let the God of heaven go ahead of you. Let every crooked path in your life be made straight. In the name of Jesus, every crooked path in our destiny, in our life, be made straight now. Be made straight, be made straight, be made straight. Every crooked path, be made straight by the authority of the word of God, by the authority of the Holy Scripture. I speak to every crooked path, be made straight, be made straight, be made straight. Every crooked path, be made straight. Rabba Yakata, I command every stroke be healed. I command strokes be healed. I command broken bones be made straight. In the mighty name of Jesus. Abanto oto badada. Oba da bananata. Oba mana mota da banda. Opa tiete bete badada. Opa na badala banda. Epete bendele bia. Opa rata bagada bada. Opa rata bagada bagada. Lepete bete ba. Apa rata bandala ba. Jepete le bendea. May the Lord appear.
Hallelujah. Let the Lord appear and let darkness disappear. Let the Lord appear and let every darkness disappear. Let every darkness disappear, because he's the Lord of light. He's the Lord of light. Let light appear. Hallelujah. Glory to Jesus. Glory to Jesus. Oh, we bless you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, we
bless your name. Father, we give you all the glory. Thank you for your children that are represented tonight. Thank you for the family of Ratini Church International. Thank you for your children that are connected tonight by faith, even those that will listen at a later time. Reveal your mighty hand of God. Reveal your glory. Reveal your goodness, O God. Reveal your mercies upon this house, O Father. Let the sick be healed, O God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, blessed be the name of our God. Oh, blessed be the name of our King. Oh, maniendele batana mosilele manamo salabanatiele. Hitono mosantana mazile baniendele pandala basiete. Hitana mozandele petele benehanda la banataya. Itele bendela basaya. We thank you, Jesus. Oh, blessed be your name. Thank you for your children. Thank you for your word that you have sent forth tonight, O God. Thank you for what you're doing in this family. Thank you, O God. We bless you. We honor you, O Father. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, we pray and believe. Amen.